Well, hello there and welcome back. We are on our second to the last question and engagement section, and we are going to talk about the sea of creativity. So for those of you who have turned in some questions, we have Terry over here, over there or somewhere, I don't know.
Hello.
All right. Well, Terry is, again, off screen. She's going to ask me questions about creativity. Now, we went through a lot of hats and we went through a lot of discussion about the hats they have to wear and the different changes you have to make and the creativity to your organization, leaders, and your team. So, Terry, let's go ahead and get started.
All right. Question number one. Why do you feel creativity is important, even working in a non-creative field?
Yeah, sometimes, especially when you're in healthcare, you can't really be creative on how you take care of patients. So what you have to do is find creativity in other aspects. And creativity is how you interact with your team, how you engage with those that are around you, but not making those critical business decisions. Creativity in sales is not a good idea. Creativity in data analytics, not necessarily a good idea. Some people would like to, because they don't like the numbers, but you can't be creative as far as changing the numbers to meet your needs. What you can be creative on is how you represent the numbers. So you can give a little interactive chart to where it moves and changes based off of some of the parameters that you select, but it also encourages your team to think outside the box, because the people that you share the information with or the people that that you interact with have a little different sense of what it takes to get the job done and to understand the information. We all learn differently. So being creative for you may be something standard for somebody else. So really consider about where the creativity needs to come in so that you don't lose the rest of your audience. Because if you only go with what you know, you only talk to the people that connect with you rather than the bigger scope. All right, excellent.
Interesting. Okay, how do you manage creativity when it comes, how do you manage creativity when creative ventures may not align with the objectives of the team or company? So if you've got a very creative team member, for example.
Yeah, so managing that is difficult sometimes. Sometimes we're in that miscellaneous effect mode where we just keep talking and we keep going on the projects that we have because there's so many of them and we have such a small team. So if you have to do that and you're the leader of that team, look for ways that you can project out and learn from your past events and sometimes your past mistakes so that you can prep those the next time. So you had a rush instance where you had to get something out quicker. You've had those times before. Start thinking of ways that you can introduce that creative mode, that new aspect of how do you talk to your team about it, but also how do they deliver on it. So the example I mentioned about the data as far as interactive charts, that was learned based off of some of the feedback that we've gotten previously on many of the teams that I've worked on. It's flat information. I can't really understand. I can't really do anything with it. So learning from that, I took a note of it and made sure that in a later endeavor or a later piece is that I made sure that we did something a little bit more engaging there. Now, making sure your team understands when creativity is important and when it's just let's get it out, that's key from a leadership perspective. So if you are sensing that your team is looking for you to give the high sign for creativity, as long as it doesn't impact the outcome, encourage it as much as you can. Ask them to try something different. Ask them to try new software. Ask them to consider those things of, hey, did you learn from this? Because we can use that here.
Last question, important question. How many hats do you own and can you wear them to work?
I don't wear hats to work. One, I don't know why, but two, there's just too many of them. And I used to collect baseball caps as I traveled around when I was younger. Those were the easy things to get, but they were also usually on sale. I've started wearing some of these Irish or Boston style or Newsie style hats as I've gotten older, just because I like the style. But it also helps remind me that I'm not just a particular person. Every time I change the hat, I look for things that match the personality of the day. As Terry will tell you, I'm not the most stylish individual. You can tell by some of these shirts, but I enjoy the hats. And that's the one piece of creativity that I can add. I try to add it while I'm out and about. Some people expect a different accent when I talk, but it's always fun, and I do enjoy a good hat every once in a while. It used to be t-shirts, now it's hats. So
I don't believe you answered the question, though. How many hats do you own?
More than 2 dozen.
Okay.
So, so Terry knows how many hats because they're laying around the house.
I don't know how many, but yeah, there's a lot.
Right, there's a lot. All right. So we're on to our next C next week, and that's the C of commitment. Commitment is really about what you're doing for the organization. And we're getting to those last 4 episodes or so, so that we're kind of wrapping up our next phase. So thanks for staying with us. And also remember to stay creative in your everyday endeavors. It doesn't mean that you have to be wild and crazy and have your hair stand up or wear a bunch of hats, as you know you've done before. It really is about thinking outside the box, putting something into place where you can really own that next step and not feel that it's just a daily routine. So thanks, and have a great day.